Welcome to the Language is Music podcast. On this podcast, you will hear interviews and presentations done by Susanna Zreisky, the author of Language is Music. You can find out more information about Language is Music and about how you can learn foreign languages using music and the media at Susanna's website, languageismusic.com, www.languageismusic.com. We hope you enjoy this podcast.
Hi, my name is Susanna Zreisky, and I'm here to introduce the Create Your World book series. I have two books, Language is Music and Travel Happy, Budget Low. I wrote Language is Music because I've studied 10 languages and I speak 7. I speak Russian, English, French, Spanish, Italian, Portuguese, and Serbo-Croatian. Until now, I've traveled in 50 countries and I've lived in 9. People have always asked me about how I've been able to learn languages and travel the world, and I decided that I should write them down in a book. And it was actually only in May of 2008 that I learned that it was music that helped me learn languages. I listen to language just like I listen to music. I copy sounds just like I would lyrics from a song. And I realized that this method is much more fun and engaging than what we usually learn in our language classrooms. So I decided to write this in a book so that other people can learn the beauty of being multilingual. The aim of the Create Your World book series is to give people some of the skills that they need to be global citizens and confident communicators and travelers. Beyond the vacation element of travel, I truly believe that the more people travel, the more bridges they can make between their culture and those in other countries. Being multilingual is a way to not only communicate with people from different cultures and countries, but it's also a way to learn things about oneself. For example, there are words that exist in one language that don't exist in another. And there are phrases and grammatical expressions that make me think in a different way when I have to express myself. If more people could communicate in other languages, there would be fewer language barriers and communication problems. For example, we rely on our media to tell us about what's going on around the world. But if we could go directly to foreign language news sources, we could see what's going on in those countries from their perspective. And most likely, we'll learn a lot more than we would just by watching American media or English language news sources. I could talk for a long time about why people should travel and learn languages, but I think the reasons are clear. Whether we like it or not, we live in a time where an event in one part of the world can affect us immediately and quickly change our lives. We are interconnected more than ever before, and that is why we have to be able to learn how to communicate with each other and learn how other people see the world. This is the only way that we can live in peace. Multilingual communication is not just about being able to express oneself in another language. It's also about being able to listen and understand what the other person is saying and why they're saying it. We can travel to just look at monuments and museums, or we can travel to also meet the people where we're going. Budget travel can bring one closer to local life. When you're taking local buses, eating in simple restaurants that are not meant for tourists, or staying with locals and shopping in local restaurants and markets, you get to see how people really live. If you find a way to communicate, you can even make friends in those cultures and get a better look into the life of the country that you're visiting. To make my books accessible, I'm going to publish them on the internet for free for people to be able to read. You can go to my website at www.createyourworldbooks.com and enter your email to receive a link to a website where you can view the books for free. And I don't claim to know everything that there is to know about foreign language acquisition or budget travel. I want your help to improve my books. From mid-February to mid-March, you can contribute your tips and stories to be entered into a contest for my books. You can get more information on my website about the possible prizes and the deadlines and dates. I'm going to speak a little bit now in Russian, French, Spanish, Italian, Portuguese, and Serbo-Croatian, and I'm going to be explaining how I learned those languages and how my life was affected by those languages and cultures. There's a translation of what I'm saying at the bottom of the screen. Thank you.
Здравствуйте, меня зовут Сусана Зарайская. Я родилась в Ленинграде и приехала в Соединенные Штаты, когда мне было 3 года. Я с папой всегда говорила по-русски, и мама научила меня читать и писать по-русски до того, как я пошла в американскую школу. Несмотря на то, что в детстве я не хотела говорить по-русски, этот язык остался у меня в памяти. Когда мне было 18 лет, я первый раз поехала обратно в Россию с моей мамой. Я была удивлена, как легко мне было использовать мой родной язык в различных ситуациях, которых у меня раньше не было. Благодаря знанию русского языка я получила мою первую работу в Министерстве торговли. Позднее Министерство иностранных дел послало меня в Армению, Таджикистан и Украину в качестве наблюдателя по выборам. Я еще была 2 раза в России, а также в странах Прибалтики и в Казахстане. Мне нравится заниматься русским языком с моими племянниками, так как мне хочется, чтобы они бы знали этот язык. Я очень люблю русскую музыку, оперу и балет. Я надеюсь, что вам понравятся мои книги. Спасибо за ваше внимание. До свидания.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Susanna Zaraïski. J'ai commencé à m'intéresser à l'apprentissage des langues étrangères à l'âge de 15 ans lorsque je suis venue vivre en France pour une période de 2 mois. C'est en France que je me suis rendu compte que j'utilisais en fait des façons différentes de m'exprimer selon la langue que j'employais. C'est comme si j'avais des personnalités différentes en chaque langue. En français, j'étais plus philosophe que dans les autres langues. À 19 ans, je suis revenue en France pour suivre un stage à l'EDF, l'électricité de France. Malheureusement, à l'époque, je n'avais pas le vin rouge, mais maintenant, je l'apprécie. Mes expériences françaises m'ont beaucoup marqué. Je continue à regarder les films français et à parler français dans le comité francophone en Californie. Par la suite, je suis retournée dans ce pays plusieurs fois en qualité de touriste. La France restait le pays que je visitais le plus. Je vous remercie de regarder ma vidéo et j'espère que mes livres vous plairont. Merci.
Hola, me llamo Susana. Crecí en el estado de California, donde hay mucha gente de habla hispana. Escuché el español desde que yo era pequeña y eso me ayudó mucho a pronunciar el idioma cuando inicié mis estudios de español. A los 16 años, estudié el español con una maestra madrileña en mi escuela secundaria en los Estados Unidos. En la universidad tomé unos cursos de literatura en español y me quedé fascinada con la historia y las culturas hispanas y latinoamericanas. Me impresionó mucho la literatura argentina y pedí una beca de la Fundación Rotary para estudiar en Buenos Aires. Pasé el año 1999 estudiando literatura latinoamericana y el mercado de Mercosur en Sudamérica. En Buenos Aires trabajé en la sección comercial de la Embajada de los Estados Unidos, daba clases de inglés y trabajé como periodista y redactora en el diario en inglés, el Buenos Aires Herald. He trabajado en Guadalajara, México y he visitado muchas regiones en México. También he viajado en España, Cuba, Chile, Uruguay, Paraguay, Perú y Ecuador. Todavía me quedan muchos países para conocer. Espero que les gusten mis libros. Gracias y adiós.
Ciao, mi chiamo Susanna Zaraisky. Grazie per l'interesse in questo video e nei miei libri. Nel 1996 sono andata a Treviso a visitare un'amica italiana. Mi ricordo con piacere la permanenza a Treviso e Venezia, ma quello che mi ha colpito e affascinato di più è stata la bellezza della lingua italiana. Una volta tornata in California ho studiato l'italiano per un anno all'università per puro piacere. Qualche anno dopo lavoravo nel settore vendita e marketing in un'azienda italo-americana dei vini vicino a San Francisco e utilizzavo l'italiano ogni giorno. Durante quel periodo ho imparato ad apprezzare i vini italiani, in particolare la Lacrima di Moro d'Alba nelle Marche. Il libro Un indivino mi disse di Tiziano Terzani mi ha ispirato a lasciare la mia carriera nel marketing e perseguire a tempo pieno la mia passione per lo scrivere. Io e la mia famiglia abbiamo un debito di riconoscenza con lo Stato italiano e l'intera comunità di Ostia. La mia famiglia è emigrata dalla Unione Sovietica negli Stati Uniti e abbiamo vissuto ad Ostia per un mese aspettando il visto per l'America. Ho visitato l'Italia l'ultima volta nel 2003. Ho girato un bel po', ma mi rimangono ancora molte regioni da visitare. Sfortunatamente non ho occasione di parlare italiano spesso. Comunque riesco a parlarlo di tanto in tanto con i miei amici in California. Spero che vi piacciono i miei libri. Vi ringrazio per l'attenzione. Ciao!
Oi, eu me chamo Susana. Obrigado por ver o meu vídeo. Comecei a aprender português em 1998, sozinha, com um livro chamado Português Brasileiro para as pessoas que falam espanhol. Depois viajei para Portugal e quando morava na Argentina, vim para o Brasil 3 vezes. Quando eu vim para o Rio de Janeiro pela primeira vez, esqueci completamente da minha vida e das minhas responsabilidades na Argentina. Era como uma amnesia temporária, causada pela beleza da costa do Rio de Janeiro. Mas durante a minha terceira viagem para o Brasil com a minha irmã, um dia depois do meu aniversário, sofri um acidente em Ouro Preto e eu caí e torci o meu tornozelo. Voltei ao Rio, de ônibus, com uma perna enguiçada. Eu não podia andar e tinha que estar sentada na Praia Carioca, observando as pessoas jogando futebol, voleibol, caminhando ou nadando. Eu voltei ao Rio em 2007 e fui para João Pessoa, Natal e Recife. Eu não tenho muitas chances de praticar o português, mas sempre escuto música em português. Obrigada. Tchau.
Zdravo, ja sam Susan Zarajski. Živla sam u starom gradu Sarajevo 15 mjeseca poslije rata. Tu sam radila na programu za ekonomski razvoj. Moj prijatelj Damir Imavić mi je pomogao naučiti razumjeti pesme na vašem jeziku. Znam da je mogućno naučiti jezik u pomoć muzike zato što je meni slušanje radija muzike u Sarajevo o tome mnogo pomoglo. Jako malo sam učila gramatičku rečnik u Bosni, ali mi je pomoglo i to što znam ruski jezik koji je donekle srodan vašem jeziku. Nažalost, nisam imala priliku da ostanem dovoljno dugo u Sarajevu da naučim tečno pričati na vašem jeziku, ali mogla sam razumjeti i razgovarati na poslu i sa prijateljima. Dok sam živjela u Sarajevu, pila mnogo čaja i Bosnice nisu mogli vjerovati zašto nisam uvijek pila kafu kao oni. Neki su mislili da sam možda bolesna i zato pijem čaj. I da znate, u Kaliforniji je teško naći dobru zeljanicu. Možda bih uskoro mogla opet u Sarajevu. Bila sam jako sretna dok sam šetala po Sarajevu, Brdama, Starom gradu, Bašaši i po obalom Iljacka. Tokom šetnje sam zamišljala kakav je grad mogao biti u vrijeme kada je bio dio Otomanskog carstva. Sarajevo mi je ostalo u jako lijepom sjećanju, uvijek ću ga nositi u svom srcu. Hvala vam puno na pažnji. Želje da vam moje knjige budu zanimljive i korisne.
Thank you for listening to the Language is Music podcast. You can find out more information about learning languages through music at languageismusic.com.